Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. Very excited about our good friend Bob Nagin being back on the show. Bob is a longtime 13-plus year member of our Brain Trust, the founder and the chief cook and bottle washer over at whizbangtraining.com, which is,
don't
as I
toilet
am.
Toilet bowl cleaner.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, as because Susan won't do that, will she? and the spider killer too over there, right?
Oh yeah.
So hey, Bob, thanks again for being here. I, as you know, I worked my way through college in retail. I was Sears for almost 7 years, and before most of my audience was born, and so I've always had a great affection for retail, even though it just about, you know, it killed me. Just retail will kill you eventually. It's a tough business, but the thing is that we're experiencing something right now. We're seeing something happen across the Main Street landscape that Bob, in my opinion, and I think I'm right about this, has never happened before. When have you seen maybe as many as 1,000 big box retail outlets shutting down, closing up, retreating, abandoning the marketplace like we're seeing right now? And what kind of a seismic shift opportunity is that for Main Street small businesses who are planted in the ground? We can't go anywhere.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more. I think that everything points to real opportunities. And, you know, there was a time when, every town had its own department store. And then when the malls came and Walmart came, that kind of wiped them out. That was sort of a big, First there was the malls, then there was the big box stores. And all those were waves of, you know, of disruption. But this is really something that's going on. But, you know, to your point, and I agree with you 100%, it is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for small independent retailers or even mid-sized independent retailers.
Yep.
Because what's happening is, you know, as you were talking about in your article about the barbell effect, is, you know, you can't be good and be in the middle anymore. And that's what happened with the department stores. I mean, you go into a Macy's, you're like, this store is horrible. You know, I mean,
more and more people are moving toward online. I mean, I'm buying more stuff online.
Yeah,
however, I do want more high touch, which I'm not getting from. I want just as much high touch as I ever did, which I'm not getting from the big boxes, but I can get from small businesses. And that's the thing. People are they like the high tech that Amazon and Google and the others give them, but we're analog beings, Bob. That means we're always going to want high touch with our high tech, and that's, in my opinion, what Main Street small businesses should focus on, is giving them the high tech to not completely compete with Amazon, but come close. But Amazon can sell you 129 different back scratchers, but Amazon can't scratch your back.
Right.
And Main Street small businesses can scratch your back.
That's exactly right. So I personally, I believe that there's never been a time to be a better independent retailer, to be a better independent retailer. Here's the thing. So in every industry I work, in every group I work with, there's almost three kinds of people. There's the whiners who are complaining about everything, and they're doing poorly. There's the hopers who are just staying alive. And then there's the doers who are thriving.
Yep.
And if you stay focused on the customer experience, and you stay focused on being good, if you stay focused on, you know, really true to that whole concept, you know, I have a concept I call WWMCW, what would my customer want?
Right.
And if you stay focused on that, you will get the loyalty. You
whatever
will
you're
the money,
supposed
you
to do tomorrow.
Thrive.
Whatever you're supposed to do tomorrow, your customer already knows that, don't they?
Yeah, that is exactly right. You know, it's interesting, Jim, because I was just last week in Las Vegas for Shop Talk, which is they call themselves the blueprint for next-gen retail and e-commerce.
Right.
And it's where all the technology is happening, all the cool stuff is happening. You know, virtual reality, augmented reality. There's some pretty cool stuff. But at the end of the day, everything that was super cool, the technology, was there just to enhance the customer experience.
Right.
And I thought about that. It was like there was, sure, you can't create virtual reality glasses for your small independent retail store yet, but you can give them the kind of experience. You know, all of it was still built around making people feel good.
Yep.
And there's a
but you know, Bob, the thing about it though, Bob, is you will not be able to remain in the bell end, the high touch bell end, if you don't also give your customers some level of high tech. They need both. They need a lot of high touch and a little bit of high tech. You can't be a Luddite and remain in the bell.
No, that is absolutely correct. And you know, I mean, I'm amazed at how many people don't have a point of sale system yet.
Yeah.
You know, or don't, you know, don't do anything with social media. And but yes,
or any kind of marketing, any kind of email marketing or anything like that.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know,
hey, Bob, I got to wrap it up. I'm glad you came.
Sure.
Thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure to hear your thoughts. Come back soon, sooner than later.
I will.
I need the website one more time.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sorry. Whizbangtraining.com. WHIZBANGtraining.com.
Check it out, folks. You'll thank me later. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.